And now, on to other news. As the whole planet went on the righteous crusade against climate change and global warming, we are excited to spread the word about another successful project. As science tells us, during the night, plants release CO2 into the atmosphere. CO2 is a powerful greenhouse gas that dramatically contributes to global warming. But don't worry. Almost 100,000 square miles of South American rainforest has been cleared, and this area is used to construct one of the largest solar panel fields in the world that will provide us with a tremendous amount of clean energy. We will keep fighting the deadly forests and defeat climate change.
That is all for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.
Look at the mess at the border. Now, a lot of people don't understand exactly what's taking place. I mean, yeah, they see that we're being overrun, we're being invaded and all that. But what's the root of all of this? And you go down, look at the history of it, and you find U.S. government's fingerprints on all this. Color revolution and coups and IMF dirty deals with putting whole countries into debt and all, and driving migrants north, enabling, and then you got outside organizations, George Soros, even the Chinese and wherever, sending people and sending resources and all that to drive the masses north. This is fifth generation warfare, including the psyops that they're playing on us. And what we're seeing is a crescendo of chaos. Look at the banking system, look at the economy, look at the war in Ukraine, look in Syria, look in China, Taiwan, the migration, lockdowns, shots, everything is crescendoing into a huge tidal wave of chaos, because our overlords love chaos, because out of chaos will come order. And this is how major changes are made, and the more chaotic it is, the more blame can be spread around, and the more can be changed. Never let a good crisis go to waste, especially if you can create as many as you need. So this is how this is working, and it's going to get progressively worse as they move toward their Agenda 2030 goals, you know, the ESG, environmental social governance, and the UN sustainable development goals, and how that works in the U.S. is all the money's flowing down from D.C. and the rules and regulations and the strings tied to it slowly move the population in the direction that your overlords want it to go. And China is the new model, technocracy, where they know everything, they control everything. People are just little cows on the plantation to be just get enough to get profit out of them, and then when their usefulness is done, just throw you on the pile with all the rest. That's what the ultimate goal is, and nobody out here, you know, you feel like you're surrounded by morons. Just drive down the road, and when you stop at a light or something, look around you and see and think to yourself, does any one of these people understand anything that's going on in this world? And you'll feel like you're surrounded by morons. People have been bamboozled and lied to so long that they don't believe anything, and their morals have shot to hell. The family has been destroyed. Millions and millions are homeless. All because we lost the ideals of freedom and liberty given to us by God. We left God by the wayside. We let the state educate our kids versus mom, dad, and the community coming together to educate kids in what it means to be free and godly. But we've lost all that.
Kowalski, your weekly food ration has arrived. The Godfather movie is banned from our database for misrepresentation and stereotypization of the Italian community. Pulp Fiction movie is banned from our database for excessive violence and racist content. The movie 1984 never existed.